This is Jim Inkster. Pleased to have you with us for Talk Louisiana. Matt Doyle is producing, and your number is 877-217-5757. Coming in just a bit, we'll hear from Bill Quigley, who is the professor of law for many years at Loyola University. And he is a foremost, I think, opponent of the death penalty in Louisiana, along with the Reverend Helen Prejean, who's been with us a few times. And the death penalty was a topic of discussion in this session, and remarkably, it was a Republican lawmaker, former prosecutor, Dan Clater, who fought the fight but lost as the Senate rejected a measure to do away with the death penalty in Louisiana. So we'll talk with Bill Quigley about that, and we'll also hear from Deborah Sternberg, who's involved in one of the really quality endeavors in our community, the Young Entrepreneurs Academy, and there is an update on that fine venture from Deborah Sternberg, who comes from a fabulous family of business in our community, and we'll talk with her about the Young Entrepreneurs Academy. Yesterday on this show, we were talking about registered voters in Louisiana. Actually, it was a couple of days ago with Stephen Handwerk, and as noted, 43% of the state is registered as Democrat, 31% Republican, the rest independent. But when it comes to voting in Louisiana, as we know, we are a solidly red state statewide. That's not true of individual cities, though. Most of the cities, the big ones in this state, independent of Lafayette, are Democratic strongholds, and Baton Rouge has become that as well. We have a Democratic mayor, a Democratic district attorney. Certainly, if a Democrat were to challenge, a viable Democrat were to challenge the sheriff or the clerk of court in East Baton Rouge Parish, he or she would probably have a valid shot of winning the election. And so a listener asked about the numbers in East Baton Rouge Parish, and there are 283,000 registered voters in our parish. And of those, 145,000 are white, 124,000 are black, and 14,911 identified as other. And it is remarkable when you look at the breakdown of the individual parties in Louisiana, the two major ones. Among Republicans in East Baton Rouge Parish, 73,709 white voters, 2,652 black voters. Just 2,652 black Republicans in East Baton Rouge Parish. Now, on the Democratic side, 97,086 black voters, 32,557 white voters. 3-1, black over white when it comes to Democratic Party registration. And this is something that is not unusual, but in our city, we do have, certainly on college campuses, some people who are not of not identified as minorities who are progressive or liberal, but they're not in substantially large numbers. 32,557 white Democrats in East Baton Rouge Parish and 79,402 white Republicans. So Baton Rouge is indicative of other southern cities in that regard, but numerically, Democrats have an advantage, and there are enough white Democrats to fortify the votes from black Democrats to enable people like Sharon Weston Broome to win election in Louisiana. Last week, we were going over some birthdays, and a listener reminded me that we missed David Bruce Vitter 7 days ago. On the 3rd, he turned 58, so certainly we wish the former senator all the best as he now embarks on a career as a well-paid lobbyist. David Vitter turned 58 years old. That's hard to believe. He was a very young man when he was elected in 1991. He was all of 31 years old at that time when he went to the Louisiana House. Our friend Lamar White of the Bayou Brief, last week he turned 37 years old, and at a very young age he has become one of the most prominent reporters of politics in the United States, and in particular in Louisiana. And Rose Hudson, who runs the Louisiana Lottery, and they're headed for a record year. Today is her birthday, born in the state in 1964. And Fred Astaire, he was born 120 years ago, 1899. He died June 22, 1987, the 40th and last birthday of one Pete Maravich. But Fred Astaire was born 120 years ago at Omaha. And we certainly wish all of our listeners who are mothers and those who have mothers a happy Mother's Day. 877-217-5757. And Amin Walker of First Financial Services is with us, and he is here to talk about what's going on with the president's taxes. Rich Lowry, prominent conservative in the National Review, writes, "There are really no Trump mysteries. His flaws aren't hidden. The surprise about the big New York Times story on Donald Trump's tax returns is that there are no real surprises." Well, the Times a few days ago reported the president lost $1.2 billion or thereabouts between 1985 and 1994 and paid no taxes for any of those years except for a couple of them. 2 years he paid minimal amounts, but essentially in a decade in which he was proclaimed as a big star, a billionaire, the author during that time of The Art of the Deal, he was on the skids. But the question is, all those years since then, of which the American people do not have access to his tax returns, has the president likely paid any taxes since then? And Amin Walker, a listener, asks a good question. Does the loss, or the losses that the president sustained during those years, do they carry over for future years when he's filing taxes?
Good morning, Jim. Good morning. It's good to be on the air. Yes, absolutely. The law provides what's called a loss carry forward, or actually at that time as well, there was something called a loss carry back. And what that meant is if you lost money in any given year, you could either extend that forward for up to 20 years and use those losses as you see fit, or you could actually go back 2 years and offset prior tax year obligations. And under the new tax plan, you know, you used to be able to do 100%. Under the new tax plan, they've changed that to where you can write up to 80% of your profit now in the future, and you can no longer carry it back.
So the rules have changed a bit, but during the president's days filing taxes, he would benefit on this. So how many years can you go back on a loss?
You can actually go back 2 years. Sure. And actually, I should tell you that, you know, the law is written so it does grandfather those losses from prior to 2018. So even if he lost money in 17, he could carry that back as well. So you can carry it back 2 years, or you can carry it forward up to 20 years. And as part of the new grandfather clause, everybody else can only carry back 80% once you have a loss in 2018 or forward. But if you had a loss in 17 or prior, you can still carry the 100%. Every year.
Now, the New York Times reports that during those same years, Trump's father, Frederick Christ Trump II, he gained substantial profits from the real estate industry. But the president, when he was responding to this story a few days ago, said that most people in real estate claim huge losses, and he called not paying taxes a matter of sport. Now, is that an embellishment or is that accurate?
No, actually, I mean, it might be a sport to him, but, you know, nobody is in business to lose money. And there are certain things that can cause losses or cause some of your profit to go away. You know, items like depreciation that are, you know, not true expenses, but that the government allows you to write off so that you can make future purchases. But, you know, anybody that's in business is in business to make money, whether it's real estate or any other business. So, you know, for him to say it's a sport and not pay any taxes is, you know, absolutely not true. I tell my clients all the time, look, the idea is to make as much as you can make. And obviously, the more you pay in taxes, the more you've obviously made. You know, it's our job to find, you know, as many discounts and deductions as we can for you. But, you know, everybody who makes money is going to pay taxes at some point.
Well, Amin Walker, thanks for your insights. This is a story that will not go away. And, of course, we'll probably at some point have access to the president's tax returns from 1994 forward. And when that happens, you can bet there will be a series of stories, and we'll be calling on you. Thank you. And we'll return after this brief pause with Bill Quigley from the Loyola Law Center.